Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan, Daf Ches, in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Sheni, in starting Halacha Yud, in the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. V'oisim ma'ake lagag ulemirpeset ma'aseh hedyoit avaloi ma'aseh uman. One can build a fence to the porch which is in front of the entrance of the houses, or to the roof. If he does a ma'aseh hedyot, as we learned before, ma'aseh hedyot means that he's putting a brick up top of a brick, and he's now making space in between them where he sticks them together. So in Chol HaMoed, one can do that because of sakana, if it's ma'aseh hedyot, not ma'aseh uman. Shafin es hazdokim, cracks in the roof, one can patch them. U'magilim oisom b'magelo, magelo is a time of a roller that is able to smooth out the way they plaster these cracks. Using your hand and the leg. Mechatzayim is the more professional tools to go and smooth out the roof, and that you cannot do. Hatsir v'atzinor v'akoyro v'amanul v'amavtech. This is referring to different parts of the door. The tsir is the pivot. The tsinor is the socket. Koyro is the beam above the door. The manul is the lock, the mafteach is the key. All these cases, shenishbru, mitakli moisa b'moyed, because you don't fix the door, someone can come in and steal from there. That's only as long as a person doesn't aim to do this in the moyed. He waits for the moyed to do it then when he has time off. If he wants to pickle food, vegetables, if he's able to benefit from it on Chol HaMoed itself, he could do it. But if he's going to pickle it and be able to benefit only after Chol HaMoed, then he cannot do in the Moed. So, the fence you need for a roof is 3 tefachim, and for the Mirpeset is 10. So, Chaim points out over here, the roof that we're talking about is not a roof that's being used, and it's considered to be a regular ma'ake lagag. A regular fence for a roof as well needs 10 tefachim. But here we're talking about a roof that's not being used, so then you do only 3 tefachim. The mirpeset which is being used, you have to have 10 tefachim. Shavin is tazdokim, you patch the cracks in the roof. Tanya b'chia shaf baregel, ve'amahagil ma'agil bayat, which means you have the shifo, which is actually putting the plaster on the holes. That you should do with the foot, usually do with your hand. Here you should do b'shinu and do with the foot. V'amahagel, which was the roller, he should do it with his hand. Usually you do that with the foot, you should do it with the hand. In other words, do it b'shinu, not the regular way to do it. Masniso, I mean, our Mishnah, that did not differentiate, just said he could do it hand and leg and both, b'magelo k'tano, v'atanyo b'chiyu b'magelo g'doyle. I mean, there's no machlekes. The Mishnah is talking about when you have a small roller. It's not as, it doesn't take as much to do, so therefore you could do it hand or leg as like. But the one Reb Chiya is talking about is a very large roller, so there you have to use, by doing it b'shinu, you can't use it no more way. Continues the Gemara, quoting what we mentioned in the Mishnah regarding the door, Hatsir, V'atzinor, V'akur, V'amal, V'amavtech, Shanishbu, V'mitakim, V'moyed, V'atzli, Chavez, V'achto, V'moyed, that's a quote from the Mishnah. So, K'ador Amano, as we found by Amano, Itbar Uko de Sulmi, a step in his ladder broke. Shol Avyoini, Yas Avyoino, Avoy, his father, v'sharli, he allowed him to do it in the Chol HaMoed, because it's something which is needed for Chol HaMoed, similar to the door. Afilu ken, omer lei, puk chami, chatsa v'smoich aloi. Still, he said, you're allowed to do it. But better if you could just take somebody, a Talmid, and lean on him. Someone who learns Torah, he's going to lean on him, and he's going to help you go up. You're not going to have to fix the step on Chol HaMoed. So he went to Boy Makan and he said it's mutter without any hesitation. Whenever he can pickle and enjoy in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do. But if it's something you cannot enjoy in Chol HaMoed, that's aser. That's only if it's not dova of it. Meaning if he's not going to do it now, he can wait for next week to do it. If it's something which if he's not going to do it now, it's going to get ruined, it's going to get lost, so then he can do it on Chol HaMoed, even if he's not going to enjoy it on Chol HaMoed. Referring to some herbs, you should not go and gather it on Chol HaMoed. And should not gather and sell them Chol HaMoed in the shuk. He himself won't enjoy the moed because it's a process to go and process them. He will not have it and do Chol HaMoed. Omar Bishai, so Bishai explains, if you let him go and gather these herbs and sell them in the shuk, so then nimtzat matir is a umnus b'mayit. People are going to, you know, basically doing melachah chol b'mayit. So that's something you cannot do. Says the Mora, but look at Omar Rabba, dodat Omar Bishayin Ravudim, avim haya dova ovid mutar. You said if it's dova ovid mutar. So a person, if he's not going to come and sell it, if he's not going to come and gather and sell it, he's going to lose it, should be allowed to do it. Says the Mora, mastisto b'shalikto merekel, madoma abo b'shalikto me'everegel. What the Brisa says, he cannot sell in the market. If he went and he gathered in chol b'mayit itself, why did you gather? Now you have a loss, it's your problem. You should not go and sell in chol in the shuk. But when we talk about the Dover of it before, we're talking something he did before in Chol HaMoed, and if he's not going to take care of it in Chol HaMoed, it will get lost that you could do in Chol HaMoed. With this, we end the first parak of Meseches Moed. Katon, Hadron Loch Perek Mashkin, Hadron Loch Perek Mashkin Be'ezor Hashem. Starting the second parak. Misho Ofoch et Zeiso. As Reb Chaim explains, the way the Zeisi, the way olives are being processed, they used to harvest them, take them down from the tree, and put it in a big maton. Maton was a big kli, where they let the olives to soften. Then they turned them around, it's called a fichol, they turned them around, and they put it in the Beis Sabad, where they put on top of it a very big beam to press on the olives and to extract the oil from it. This, before this concept, this bringing it, you know, preparing it, taking it for the big kli, and bringing it to Beis Sabad in order to put it in the big beam, that's called hafichol. It's called turning it around. So the Mishnah says, Mishofach et Zeisof. Someone went and turned around his Zeisif and preparing to put it into the Beis Sabad before Yom Tov. Ve'ira ovel oynis. Then he had an avelus. He could continue working. We had an oynis. Oishietu, or maybe workers were supposed to come and they didn't come. So now it's Chol HaMoed. What should he do? Toyin koyro rishono minichal lacha moed divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So he puts on top of what's called koyro rishono, the first beam, and because if he's not going to do it, anything to the olives, they'll get ruined, they'll get spoiled. So he could do that first beam, but he won't do the full process of Chol HaMoed. He will wait to finish it after the Chol HaMoed. That's when you do the bigger beam. That happens after Chol HaMoed. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. As we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though he may have somewhat of a loss by not doing the entire process right away, for hefset muat loy choshesho, we're not going to deal with a small hefset. Continues the Mishnah of Chesamut Beis. Habisoimer zoylef vegoimer kedarkoi. He should put the full beam the regular way into the entire process because I don't want him to lose anything. Even hefset muat, I don't want him to have. Continues the Gemara. Mishofach et zeisov anon tanim mishofach et zeisov. In our Mishnah it says someone who turned the zeisim. Tani Rabchia and Rabchia's Bryce it says mishayu zeisov afuchim vishnuim. Meaning he did a double hafichol. It's a more of a work. As you turn around the zeisim twice. Once you turn them around, make sure they're completely ready. Then when they're ready on one side, you turn them around again. Says the Gemara, Mastisa tzuchel abchio, for the abchio tzuchel mastisa. Meaning the Mishnah abchio are not arguing with each other. They both agree with each other, and you need both memris, both ideas. The Gemara explains why. If you brought only our Mishnah, you want to bring Rabbi Chiyo. It's only our Mishnah talking that he turned it around once. If you did it twice, so I would say that without Rabbi Chiyo, if you did it twice, that's really a big hefset. And even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you're allowed to do the full processing in Chol HaMoed. That's what you need Rabbi Chiyo to tell you. The same machlokes applies when he did it twice. Or you do if you have the brace of Abchia that says the machlekes says when he did it twice. For loy taninan and if you don't, I won't have our Mishnah. So then, what I would say is loy amirin el mishofchem v'shanyan. The whole discussion if he did it twice. Avin ofro pamachas did only once. Tiver akol osur. So everybody will agree you can't do the full processing. Have it tzuchel mestis of tzuchel mestis to Abchia. That's why you need our Mishnah. You need the brace of Abchia to tell you that the same machlekes applies to turning them once or turning them twice. What he says, no, the Mishnah and Rabbi Chiyah talk about two different cases. The Mishnah is talking about batinim, where they're gathered together in the mat on this big kli where they put them to get ready. And there, if you did it once, it's already, you need to process it right away, or if not, it's going to get spoiled. Rabbi Chiyah is talking about they didn't put in the maton. They just took the olives straight from the street to the Beis Sabbat. So if you didn't turn it twice, there's no hefset. I wanted to kiss Rami Mastison. We have the use of Rabbi Chaim and Mastis Ki Rabbi Yosi. Matani Rabbi Chiyo Ki Rabbi Yehuda. The way Rabbi Chaim explains it, it's the same answer as the first answer. Meaning, Rabbi Chiyo and the Mishnah are not arguing with each other. They each one come to emphasize a different point. The chiddush of the Mishnah is for Rabbi Yosi, that he allows full processing even only when you turn around once. And the chiddush of the Braisa is for Rabbi Yudo, that he does not allow it even if you turn there twice. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudo Imer, Yoved Dovar Memuot, V'hal Yoved Dovar Meruba. Meaning the shita of Rabbi Yudo is, Efset Muot is fine. If it's a small Efset, I'm not going to allow you to do it Chol HaMoed. But Dovar Meruba, that I'm going to let you to do to avoid that. Rabbi Yosi Imer, Al Yoved Dovar Kolik. Rabbi Yosi says, no. I don't want you to have any Aveda, so any type of Aveda, I'll let you take care of any Chol HaMoed to make sure there's no Dovar of it. The same way we find Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi, here in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, we also find regarding Hilchos Avelus, where they also have there's a din, and Ovel is now a Dua Melacha. What is it? Here are the things that other people allow to do Melacha for an Ovel when he is sitting in Bavelus. Torchim es Avotoi. The avotah here is referring to the grapes. You put the grapes in a kli, where then you're going to go and step in it. And from there, the liquid, which will be the wine, is going to go into the place called the bor. So dorchim is avotah is go and step on the grapes. Fizofim is yenor, you let the wine go from the place of this kli into the bor. Vigofim is chaviyosov, and you could seal his barrels where you're going to put the wine into. Vizesov afuchim vishnuim, when he has the zesim, the olives, twice turned around, toichron kedarkon, so you can go and grind them or step on, or press on these olives that were double turned around. Umashkim beis hashlochim shulo, the beis hashlochim that needs watering, you water for him. Peshigiz manolishto, when it's the time to water it. Fezoyim is near pishton birvio divri abiyudo, and you plant flax in his field in the first part of the rain when it needs to be done. That's a shita of abiyudo. Why do you have to plant flax? You can plant something else. If it's not planted this week, when he's sitting Shiva, he'll be planted the week after. Who are the ones who are talking to Rabbi Yudo? Rabbi Yosi. So you see another machlokes of Yudo and Rabbi Yosi regarding the melacha by a ovel. Says the Gemara, machlokes of Shitose, the Rabbi Yudo. Lechor, you have a contradiction of Yudo. Tamunu, Imer, Yobed, Dovim, Muad, Val, Yobed, Dovim, Meruba. Meaning, Tamunu, by us. By us, in Chol HaMoed, he says, we're going to let you do Efsed Meruba, we're going to let you avoid Efsed Meruba, but not Efsed Muad. Fikol, Amai, Hochin. And by Ovel, he says, you can plant flax, even though you can plant something else later, but you'll have some Efsed from it, so you allow him to do it. So even Efsed Muad, you allow. Says the Gemara, Shani, Tamon, Shadar, Kol HaHarim. Says the Gemara, tell you the difference. By an Ovel, there's no haroma, meaning someone has a death in his family, he didn't plan it. But with Chol HaMoed, people may come and plan. They'll push a melacha to Chol HaMoed. That's why Allah, you only have some Reuben, not have some Mut. So the more if so, Koshka Mechlafe Shitose de Rabbi Yosi, that's the case of Rabbi Chaim. No, we have a problem with Rabbi Yosi. Why? Ma'ista mon shedar kol ha'arim ato ha'mutor by Chol HaMoed, which Yava Romo, he still says you're allowed to do it to avoid even Efsed Muot. Kan shein dar kol ha'arim lo kol sheken. So by Ovel, there's no aroma. Why does he not allow to avoid Efsed Muot? He doesn't allow to plant flax. And says the Gemara, Rav Chinon manu amuloi, the one who spoke to Rabbi Yudah is not Rabbi Yosi, as we said before. It's chachomim shem shitas b'shitas Rabbi Yudah b'moyed. Meaning Rabbi Yosi, of course, allows by Ovel to plant flax. The Amuloi that says not to plant it is Chachomim. That they hold like Rabbi Yudah by Moyed, that we don't allow to avoid Efsed Muot. And they hold the same thing by Ovel. They hold this, it's the same halacha by Ovel or by Chol HaMoed, that we allow to avoid Efsed Merubim, but not Efsed Muot. With a small difference, that Ovel cannot do it himself. Others have to do it for him. And Chol HaMoed, the person can do it himself because everybody has Chol HaMoed. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Moed Katan Davches.